You're listening to Imarka Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved Master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is Laylatul Badr. In the Arabic language, every three nights we have a new name for the moon, for the crescent. So the 14th night, somebody asked me, why you got two programs tonight? After Maghrib in Musgrave and after Isha Day in the Avondale Musalla, I said, because it's a full moon, it's Laylatul Badr, so mashallah, so we give you a double header. So that is what we call it, Laylatul Badr. So the 14th night, and inshallah, our topic for tonight will be Ramadan Mubarak and the Quran Sharif. Remember that fasting is a duty, and the tilawat of noble Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has linked the two in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. During this month of Ramadan, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the Quran, meaning that the commencement of the wahi and revelation started during this month of Ramadan, and we all agree on that. There's consensus on that issue. When we study the noble Quran, what do we find? That the Quran Sharif was instrumental in Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embracing Islam. He heard his brother-in-law and his sister reciting Surah Taha, chapter 20. If we read chapter 5, verse 83, remember, my brothers, the tragedy is that we don't understand the message of the noble Quran in most instances. Otherwise, if we study the noble Quran, before embracing Islam, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala is reciting the Quran here in Africa, in Ethiopia, and Najashi and them niggers, and they were not Muslim. Ja'far radiallahu anhu is Sahabi, obviously, and companion of Nabi alayhi salam. But Najashi and them were not Muslim. So he read Surah Maryam for them, because they wanted to know the status of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, the status and rank of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary the Virgin. So he read Surah Maryam. Now see how Almighty Allah describes it. Surah chapter 5, verse 83. This is prior to them embracing Islam. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. They were crying and weeping already, because now they recognized the truth came to them. What did they say? First they cried, and then they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَابْتُبْنَا مَا شَاهِدِينَ. Oh Allah, we bring iman. Record our names among those people who bear testimony in your oneness and majesty, in your sovereignty and authority. We bear witness that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last messenger and the final prophet. For all times, all places, all circumstances. See how Almighty Allah described this incident in the Noble Quran. If you don't understand surah and verse, the beginning of the seventh supara, the beginning of the seventh juz, Almighty Allah makes mention of it. Come to Seerah Mubarakah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the month of Ramadan, daily, who'd read the Quran Sharif to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would recite the Quran Sharif, the amount that was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a sunnah me and you need to revive in our homes. Remember that. Read to your children, let your children read to you. Read to your spouse, let your spouse recite to you. And in that way we will revive the sunnah and matruka, the sunnah which is abandoned and neglected in this day and this age. See, brothers, for you, must grave. Before we go to our graves, so let us, inshallah, learn what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Number one, you know, I was there when my father passed away, my mother passed away. In Maimon we say, manjo pe jo arman wo. This was the final wish of my father or mother. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the final desires, if you knew Arabic language, lawaditu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my ardent desire, my strong desire, everyone in you in the ummah. You should by heart and must by heart Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and 83 verses, Surah 36 and 83 verses. Even now if you start and really dedicate yourself, you will find before Ramadan Mubarak, you will by heart it memorize it already. How happy the Master alayhi salatu salam will be. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. We need to dedicate our life to the Noble Quran. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Same words for a different surah. It is my heart's desire, every one of you should memorize and by heart Surah Tabarak Alladhi, chapter 67, 30 ayats. We still got 2 weeks before Ramadan Mubarak starts. So every night, every day, you by heart 2 verses, 2-3 verses, you will know whole Surah Mulk Tabarak Alladhi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased. Surah Baqarah, atwal suratin fil Quran al Kareem. Remember that Surah Baqarah is 286 verses. And it is the longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a miraculous nocturnal journey, when the Master alayhi salatu salam went for Mi'raj, Almighty Allah gave the gift of 5 daily salat. And verses 285-286. Amana Rasul bima unzila, till the ending of the surah, were conferred and given to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, what did he, the Master alayhi wa sallam, say? You the ummah, allimuhuma awladakum wa abna'akum wa nisa'akum. You ensure you learn it yourself by heart, you memorize it. Last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah. And thereafter, teach it to your children, teach it to your women folk, teach it to your family members. How many of us will do that, my brothers? We first have to learn it. And thereafter, remember that we should share it and we should ensure our family members learn it. So Surah Yasin is our homework. By heart it. Surah Mulk is our homework. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 285-286, the last 2 verses. Learn it, memorize it, teach it to others, and then inshallah, the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so elated, delighted with us, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. Think about this seriously, my brothers. I relate to you one incident. Quran Sharif, you must remember, was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all times, all places. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَا. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to others. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Naiz Rahimahullah, he passed away a few years ago. We used to hear about this in the 70s when we were studying Karachi, Pakistan. We never had himmat courage to ask Hazrat. But when Hazrat visited South Africa, I was alone. I said, Hazrat, mujhe taajub hai ke aapne jo hai tarawih kaise sunai. I'm so amazed and astonished how you became Hafiz. Hazrat, please relate the incident to me. Hazrat said, Jawani ka zamana tha, I was very young, 16 years old. In that town, in that place there in India, there was no one who was a Hafiz. And the people were very, very worried about that who will perform our Tarawih. So Hazrat said, why you're worried? Main pada dunga, I will perform your Tarawih for you. But some people knew that Hazrat is not really a Hafiz of the Noble Quran. So you must remember that what he did. So Hazrat says that from Sehri time, I used to learn right till Iftar time. Lo and behold, on the 27th night, he completed the entire Quran. This is in our time, our honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He taught Bukhari Sharif for 50 years. You see, my brothers, if we want, we can do that. How many things we learn in this world, but Quran Sharif, we neglect it, so set ourselves targets. There was a Waliullah Abu Zuruk. His name Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah. Lo and behold, for 3 consecutive nights he saw a dream. In the dream he sees he's going to a church. And then he says that this dream definitely has some meaning. Lo and behold, Sunday came, he camouflaged, disguised himself, he went to the church and he sat right at the back. The father, the pastor, the priest came and he's looking down. So now the people in the church are telling him, oh father, oh priest, start your sermon, everybody is ready. Said no. He also maybe saw a dream or something. He said, in this congregation there's a Muslim. Who's the Muslim? Please come in front. So Hazrat Bayezid's cover was blown. So he said, yes, I am the Muslim. He said, come sit here. He said, I am going to pose questions to you. The condition proviso is, you must answer from the Noble Quran only. Not from here and there. Awliyaullah, they place their trust in Almighty Allah. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you have the quality of taqwa and piety, Allah Jalla Wala teaches you directly. Now there is silence in the church. They're waiting for the questions from the priest and the response from Hazrat Bayazid Bustami. My time is limited, so I'll go through it quickly. Those of you who are Hafiz, we must become Hafiz like this. Like Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, Rahimahullah. The priest asked, who is one and not two? He said, Qul wallah wahad, Allah is one, not two. What is two and not three? Waqtilafil layli wa nahar, the alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, the pen which Almighty Allah commanded, that you must write the destiny of everybody and everything. One. Wasiya kursiyu samawati wal ard, the kursi of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Only He knows what is the meaning of the kursi. Kursi means a chair, but for Almighty Allah everything is unique, beyond our perception and comprehension. Summa istawa ala al-arsh, and the arsh and the throne of Rahman, beyond our perception. So the arsh and the throne, the kursi, and remember the pen. What is four and not five? So the four divine books and scriptures, Quran, Quran, Zabur, Injil and Torah. He read all the verses related to it. What is 5 and not 6? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. The 5 daily salats, Almighty Allah makes mention of it here. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. What is 6 and not 7? There's absolute silence in the church. What is 6 and not 7? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Almighty Allah created the entire universe in 6 days. What is 7 and not 8? When I was a young boy in school, then the teacher, non-Muslim, who teach us that God created the universe in 6 days and started on a Monday and finished on a Saturday. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that he got so tired, he went to go relax. This Quran rejects totally. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّغُوبٍ. There is no tiredness, there is no exhaustion, nothing like that for Almighty Allah. Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. What is 7 and not 8? Almighty Allah created Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات, the 7 skies, 7 earths. What is 8 and not 9? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On the day of justice, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will let 8 malaika and angels carry the throne of Almighty Allah. What is 9 and not 10? Must be very good people, mashallah. Every second person say, come here, FT, F the Samusas, Bajas. So there was a town, a city, 9 people, all troublemakers, mischief makers. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That there were 9 people, mischief makers, troublemakers. So that is 9. What is 10 and not 11? The priest is asking and is confirming. Answer is correct. What is 10 and not 11? So he says, تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. When you go for Hajj, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majrul Aqsa al-Mubarak and all our masajid. You perform the Mattu Hajj or Qiran Hajj, we have to slaughter the Hadi. Our people say Dame Shukr. So when you slaughter it, Alhamdulillah. But say your money is finished, stolen, then you have to keep 10 fast. So that refers to the 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's dream. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I see 11 stars. Said is correct. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. That they are 12 lunar months. The father, the priest said, all your answers correct. I'm going to ask you 2 more questions. That's all. Then I rest my case. The penultimate question is, who was that person in the grave? But the grave was moving around everywhere, and then he came out alive from the grave. They said, very easy. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. Let the fish swallowed him, and then after 3 days, 40 days, some ulama say 3, some say 40. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَائِ وَوَسَقِيمِ. And then the fish threw him out whilst he was reading, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Priest said correct. Last question, final question. He said, what is that piece of land, the slip of land? The sun was shining there only once upon a time. Never did the sun shine there before, never did the sun shine there after. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. When you have taqwa, you have true piety, Allah helps you. He said, you see priest, that when Nabi Musa alayhi salam had to take the Israelites into emancipation, liberation, he left at night. Quran says, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. So night time you take them, and when he reached the ocean and the Red Sea, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Ishraq time, the sun was rising and he reached there. So the people said, now what are we going to do? In front is the ocean, behind is the army of the Pharaoh. He said, don't worry, Allah is going to show me. He struck the ocean and the water became land and sand. Ishraq time, the sun was shining there and they crossed. The Pharaoh, seeing all this, he said, I made this happen. And when he and his army came, everything became water again. Only once did the sun shine on that piece of land. 14 questions all answered correctly. Your life stories. I was in Beirut, 97-98. So I love Arabic books, you know. And you get the best books there in Lebanon. So I told a brother there, this one. So he brought it and he put it on the counter. And he said, Ashara ya Sheikh, 10 books. So I just spontaneously said, Tilka Ashratun Kamila. 10, what I just give you just now, the 10 fast. He said that, I told him that one. He said, Mataful ya Sheikh, what you say now? So I said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, 11 stars. Then I told him, bring that book. So then he said, what you say now? He knows I'm not Arab, he's Arab. So I said, Inna iddata shuhuri indallah asara ashara shahra, 12 lunar months. The number 13 is not in the Quran Sharif. So I told him, bring that. Like, you know, when you're boxing, you're sparring. Now he's sure that he gave me technical knockout. You see, he's smiling. So Allah put in my head, answer him. So I looked at him, I said, Sheikh, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, Allah takes an oath of even numbers, odd numbers. He looked at me, smiled, he left his counter, came around, and he hugged me and said, خُذْ كُلَّ هَذِهِ الْكُتُبَ لَا حِسَابِ, you take all these books and I will pay for it. I said, wrap it up quickly, just now change your mind, my brother. You see, brother, that is Quran. Understand. Once you got Quran, you can go anywhere in the world. You must remember that. My last message to you, my brothers, because my time is limited. You see, you stay in Musgrave. For me, for you, for all of us. We are today living in a lap of luxury. Let us be honest, compared to wherever in the world, you see all the problems. So when we live in luxury, then what happens? Many a time we become oblivious of what is still going to unfold. So Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he has a powerful, potent message for us. And what is that? The message is this. One day the death will come. So my brothers, sisters, all of us now in Musgrave, before we go to our grave, I just want to read this couplet and then I'm finished. He Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, said, وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ, how many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? But who, where is the person? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ, he the person, me and you, we're so busy in a marketplace, in the mall, and here and there in the bazaar, we're totally oblivious, one day we will be in that kafan. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ, how many graves are being dug? Tomorrow night is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Bara'ah, one sunnah, go and visit the graveyard. So go and look at the empty grave. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ, how many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ, and the person, me and you, going into the grave, we are deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just bought my new business. Today my daughter just got fixed. My son passed with 9 distinctions. All these things, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ, how many a person today is smiling, he's happy, and وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ, very soon you hear, male, female, young, old, he's gone, he passed away. So we conclude today's talk, 1 minute I have left, with the dua Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي شَعْبَانِ وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانِ, Allah give us barakah during these days the left of Shaban and spare us for Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan alana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, protect us for Ramadan, no mishap, no sickness, no accident. Protect Ramadan for us, there will be no problems and so forth. And Ya Allah, all the good speech actions we carry out, you accept it in your court. I managed it in 29 minutes, the whole program. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Ta'ala reward the trustees. Allah Ta'ala reward our Haji Abdul Razak Musa, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. And one brother I have to thank is our Muhammad Salim Asmal. MashaAllah, he's always hiding somewhere. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward all of you. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Next program after Isha at Avondale. If you want part 2, you come there, inshallah.